I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, beautifully designed ladies. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm excited about today's episode, and I will say that last week's episode of rejoicing in adversity, I got a huge response from you ladies, and I just appreciate your transparency and reaching out to me, and it just made me realize that, and I want to remind you that there is purpose in your struggle. And I have found that just being transparent and real and getting it out there, because I did share a very personal, couple personal stories of my experience with facing adversity and how the Lord has helped me rejoice in it and teaching me that lesson. And I say all that to say that it's really important to know that whatever you're going through, that there is purpose in it. And I just loved to see how God spoke to each of you ladies that reached out to me that I know of. Hopefully God spoke to every one of you. But feel free to reach out to me, email me, message me on Facebook, however you can reach me, because I do love when you tell me exactly how God just encouraged you or spoke to you through my struggle, or through, you know, maybe it was a scripture that I referenced, because I love when God connects the dots like that. And that is when you know and you feel and you experience that God is on the move. And we know that God is always on the move, because He fights for us all the time and He doesn't sleep. How cool is that? He doesn't sleep. And so when you get to experience, when you hear something or He speaks to your heart through a scripture or through a story, you start to realize that you get to experience Him on the move, and that it's such a personal, intimate way to experience our Heavenly Father, because He is our Heavenly Father and we are His daughters. And don't forget that dynamic. If you have children, you understand when you have an opportunity to speak life into your child and encourage your child, it is one of the best moments. And guess what? Your Heavenly Father wants to do that for you, and we get to experience that, and He is a good, good Father. So thank you so much for sending that. And on that theme, I do want to kind of share with you a story in the Bible that I think that a lot of us can relate, because when you face adversity, there's probably many mornings where you wake up and you just think, oh my gosh, things look super unfamiliar. It feels weird and awkward, and you're trying to navigate through some seasons that you have your hands up, everything looks different, and your life doesn't look like you had planned. And so maybe you're a planner like me, you take control like me. And so are you in that season right now? So I want this to resonate with you where you're at in your life. So enter in what's going on in your life as you think about this, or as you're journaling, if you are listening to this where you can write and grab your Bible. If not, do this later, because this will be important. And go ahead and turn to Luke 5, because that's what we're going to dive into. And so I say all that to say is that enter in what you're going through. Maybe you're going through something where you're just like, this was not like I planned. This things look very different. Or maybe you're coming out of adversity and you're trying to see where you fit in. I think as women, we want to fit in. We've have this sense, I guess, because we're nurturers, and everybody wants to have a seat at the table, right? Like, you hate to get on social media and see that you are not invited to a girl's dinner, or, you know, nobody likes that feeling where you know that a group is getting together and they didn't invite you, or you walked into a room and nobody tends to welcome you to their group or to where they're talking. And so one thing I've learned, side tip, that before we dive into scripture, is I want you to be the person that invites everyone into your conversation, that invites people over to have dinner or go out to have a girls' night. Don't not invite someone. Always be the person that does their best at including everyone. Be an includer. And sometimes we can get wrapped into where we're being excluded from so much that we are not realizing that there are people over here that needs to be included, and you're not seeing that because you're worried about being excluded somewhere else. But your goal and maybe your purpose in your heart is to go over here and include these people over here. And so open your eyes a little bit and you be that person that you want other people to be for you, and you be a blessing to those other people. And I know as you go throughout your days where things may, and things may not look unfamiliar, things may be great in your life right now, and that is awesome. Maybe this is a great podcast episode for you to be ready in and out of season. So you may not be in that season, you may be in a great season, but guess what? Eventually, your season's going to change, because that's the only constant in life is change. And so maybe this is preparing you, or maybe it's preparing you to be an encouragement to someone else, because someone else is going to be in this season and you can tell them to listen to this podcast, or encourage them just through what the Lord spoke to you through it. And so don't dismiss it just because you're not going through it, okay? But I think we all go through those seasons, though, where we want to fit in. I think that's a constant thing for women. But I say all that to say is we go throughout our days, we check off our to-do lists, whether you work, whether you have kids, don't have kids, you still have laundry, you still have to cook dinner, you still have to eat, you still have to do all the things. You probably, if you were like me, I would like clean toilets. I cleaned my house for 4.5 hours the other day. It was so nasty. I have boys, and they do not know how to aim, okay? Like, do I have any boy moms out there? I know you're agreeing with me that it's just gross. And so I have had one of the busiest weeks this week. My husband's traveling for the month, and so he's a pilot, so he's gone, and I have been doing all the things, and I'm exhausted. But as I go throughout the day, as you go out throughout the week and the months, we check off our to-do list, we're busy. But here's the thing, the whole time we're doing this and we're trying to figure things out, we're trying to what if life, right? We what if the world, we what if our days, we what if our future, we what if our past, we what if our present. What if we stop what ifing and we start trusting in the Lord? Because the whole time we're going through our days and we're planning and we want things to feel comfortable and familiar, Jesus is up there on the right hand of the Father, alive, and he just wants our attention as our Heavenly Father. He wants our attention. And so this story of the Bible is something that I feel like you're going to resonate and relate with, because we need to understand that Jesus is our Heavenly Father. He wants us to trust in him. That scripture, trust in the Lord. You hear it all the time. I think it's what, Proverbs 3:3-5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. It kind of gets watered down because you hear it a lot. You can buy the sign at Hobby Lobby. And I love Hobby Lobby, by the way. But the reality is, as it gets watered down, it doesn't have as much meaning to it. And so I want to encourage you that when you go through adversity, or when you go through those seasons where you're trying to figure out, you're trying to navigate, I want you to trust in the Lord. But here's the deal. We can't fully put our trust in the Lord unless we go through that adversity, unless we go through the seasons where things just doesn't look like that you had planned. And so it's a blessing that we get to go through that, because we get to grow our faith and learn what it looks like to put our faith in action by fully trusting in what the Lord is doing. And so when Jesus steps on the scene, he changes everything. But here's the deal, ladies. We've got to allow room in your schedule and room in your life for Jesus. Because we can go through our days and weeks and months and years and look back and think, wow, I took control and I did not leave room for Jesus to move. And he is always moving. He is always on the move. And I want you to be awakened. I want you to live awake to how he is moving in your life, and being aware that it is not by your own strength, but it is through Jesus. And we have got to surrender that and know that he is doing things even when it doesn't look like it. So maybe you're going to relate to some of these disciples. So this is when Jesus kind of calls out his disciples, because what I love about the story is that when Jesus starts his ministry, he's going around, he's teaching, he's preaching, he's doing these miracles, and people are hearing about this Jesus character. Is he the Messiah? And there's chatter. And so I do want to encourage you, if you ever dive into the Word of God, I'm actually going to be reading in Luke today, Luke 5. So if you've got your Bible, we're going to do Luke 5, 1 through 11. And so I want to encourage you, if you ever open up the Word of God and you read a particular chapter of the Bible, read the history, read the context, read the introduction, know who the author is, know who the audience is that the author is writing to, and then ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and make it personal to you. And I want to encourage you. I know sometimes the Bible can be intimidating, but the Lord's Bible, the words are alive. And the Holy Spirit wants to use this to, yes, speak to your heart, but ultimately what I want you to do is I want you to grow closer to Jesus by knowing who Jesus is through his word, because that's more powerful than knowing who we are, okay? Knowing who Jesus is in the Bible, sometimes we look at the Bible and think, oh, I want to be encouraged, I want to pull this scripture out, and I want to know what God says about me. And there's a place for that, okay? But what if we read the Bible just to seek who Jesus is? Because that is going to matter way more, because he's amazing, and we need to see ourselves through Jesus, see our sin, because we are sinful, but we have a Savior in Jesus. And so when we get to know him more intimately in a better way, it's amazing. So you're going to hear about a little bit about his character in this particular story. So this is when Jesus called his disciples out, his first disciples. So these are some guys that were fishermen, okay? So this is who they are. This is what they do. Their identity is being a fisherman. They have one job, and that is to catch all the fish and provide for their families. And so enter that in for you. What's your job? What do? Maybe you stay at home like me with your family. My job is to prepare a home, okay? So that is a job, and it is hard. but maybe you work outside the home. So I want you to be able to relate to these guys. They have one job, and that's to catch all the fish and to take home and provide. That's who they are. That's what they do. They do it 24/7. But this particular day, they weren't catching anything. And so they felt like a failure. Have you ever felt like a failure where you're just like, I just totally messed up my job. I feel like a failure with parenting all the time. Like, I totally just yelled at my kid. You know, I had to apologize to my 7-year-old the other day for like getting yelling. I just yelled. I did. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat that one. I yelled at him. And I had to apologize later because I shouldn't have done that. And so I say all that to say is we may feel like failures in our job, as parenting, in our marriage and life. So that's what they're, this is where these guys were. So in this time, Jesus was talking to a crowd, okay? So the crowd, like anytime Jesus spoke, there typically was big crowds. So this one was like kind of pressing in on him. And so he was out there by the lake where these guys were fishing. And what he notices is that there was just like a, like they were, there was a little boat there and it looked empty. And so the guys were fishing on the boat, but the boat was empty, meaning there was no fish on it. So Jesus says in Luke 5, it says that he was standing by the lake of, sorry, my dog's barking. That's just, it's life. The lake of Gennesaret, is that how you say that? Anyway, he saw the two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets at the time. So getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. Okay. So this boat's like empty. They're washing out the nets. Remember, they had been fishing all night and they hadn't caught anything. And so because they hadn't caught anything, Jesus was able to sit in the boat. And so he says, so getting into one of the boats, and he was going to speak to the crowd, so he was right there. He asked him to put out a little from the land. So he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. So he was getting overwhelmed. The crowd was pressing into him. So he gets in the boat and they get him out there and he's teaching from the boat. So Jesus is on the boat with these guys. So when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let your nets out for a catch. So he's telling Simon, hey, put your nets out. Like, let's get some fish here. But Simon answered, Master, which I love that because that shows that Simon knew who Jesus was. Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. Okay, so he's telling the master, but what I love about that, think about it for just a second. I want you to ask yourself this. If you lived back in the day when Jesus was on the earth doing his ministry, would you be one of those people who believed that Jesus was the Messiah, or would you be skeptical? Right? Think about that for a second. So what I love about this is Simon, he was not skeptical. He calls him master, and he reminds them that they took nothing. He's got to remind him, they took nothing. They didn't catch any fish, is what he's telling him. And so, but at your word, he says, I will let down the nets. So although he let him know, look, we didn't catch anything, master, but I'm going to do what you say. I'm just going to do what you say at your word, meaning I'm going to trust in your promise. I'm going to trust in you, Lord. Okay, I love that. At your word, I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. Okay, how cool is that? So what happened there? When they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. What happened was that they were obedient to God's voice, and they did what they said, even when it looked crazy. They've been doing it all night. There's no way we're going to do it, but they were still obedient to his voice. And it says that they caught so many fish. I'm so sorry. I know you can hear my dog's leash. Just ignore it. I'll try to. But they got so much fish when they were obedient to God's voice that literally the nets were breaking. And so they signaled to their partners and the other boat to come and help them. And they came and they filled both boats, so they began to sink. There were so many fish, they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. So here you have these guys. You have James and John and Simon Peter. You've heard these characters. You've read these stories to your children in Children's Bible. Side note, I still read my kids' child's Bible to gain wisdom from some of the stories. You know these characters. These are powerful players in the Bible, right? These are just amazing men who we like glean so much from when we read God's word, especially James and John. John's my favorite book of the Bible, by the way. And so all these guys, this is it. This is the beginning of the new beginning, because their identity was wrapped up being a fisherman, and they felt like an absolute failure. Things was not looking great. The things were not going as planned. And then Jesus stepped on the scene. But I want to remind you, ladies, and this is the story. This is it. This is where I hope that you realize that there is such a purpose when you feel like things look different. You've got to leave room for Jesus to move and to work and to prune and to strip and to grow, because he wants to give you such an abundance of his blessings. But you know what? His blessings may not be what you thought or imagined or pictured in your mind or dreamed that you thought you would have. It may just look differently, because when Jesus was getting pressed in by the crowd, he knew that he had to speak somewhere else, and he didn't know where he was going to go. But guess what? Because of the failure of these fishermen, James, John, and Peter, and all those boys that were on the boat, because of their failure, there was room for Jesus to step on the boat. And that is where the miracle happened. So I have to ask you, are you looking for Jesus in the midst of your adversity, in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of your failure? Or are you just wrapped up in self-pity? And I'll be honest with you, there's so many times that I was wrapped up in my self-pity. There was no room for my boat with for Jesus, because I had anger, I had bitterness on my boat, I had frustration. I probably would have taken my boat home a long time ago because I didn't catch anything, and I probably would have just given up. And I've done that before. And I want to encourage you, ladies, to just stop for a second. It's okay to look at your failure, to look where you're at. Maybe it's not a failure. Maybe just things look differently. But just look at your life and leave room for Jesus. Because when Jesus stepped on the boat, he got to interact with these boys. And he said, put your nets over here. And although they were frustrated and they let him know, we're going to try this, we're going to listen, but I'm not sure it's going to work, they still had a little unbelief there. So guess what, ladies? I want to give you permission. It's okay to have a little unbelief in your life. I get it. It's hard. It's not easy. Jesus knows that. It's okay. He knows that we're flesh, and he knows that he's the one that makes us amazing. His blood covers everything, even our unbelief and sin and frustration and bitter and angerness that we may have on our boats. But he wants to step in on our boats, and he wants to instruct us. And we have to be waiting and willing and ready to be obedient to that voice. The coolest part of this whole story is that the Lord blessed them abundantly. And I want you to be expectant for that in your life. A lot of times we expect the hard things when we go through multiple seasons of struggle or pruning. But the reality is the Lord wants to bless us abundantly. We got to be able to open our eyes to it, because maybe we're looking at the wrong thing. We need to be in God's word, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to our lives through it. And so the best part of this is that he blessed these boys so much so that they were in awe and astonished. And Peter just says, he fell to Jesus's knees. I don't know about you, but it is time for me and for you ladies to fall on Jesus's knees in surrender. If you are listening to this during the day and you can't get on your knees right now, when you go home tonight, before you go to bed, or when you wake up in the morning, whatever, get on your knees and fall to him and speak to Jesus. Just talk to him. He fell and he says, oh, I'm a sinful man. Oh, Jesus, I'm sinful too. And it says this, for he and all were just astonished. And also it tells all the, but Jesus, this is what Jesus. So when Jesus just surrendered to him and just on his knees and says, I'm a sinful man. But Jesus said to him, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. So he let him know, this is your purpose. I know that you felt like a failure, and here I am, and now you've got all this fish, and I know you're just like thinking, okay, what do we do now? Are you ever in that season where like, okay, what's next, God? What do you have for me next? And so he lets them know, don't be afraid. You're now going to be fishers of men. Now, he didn't say, okay, Peter, now that you're being obedient, now that you realize that you're sinful and you realize that you can't catch fish without me, let me give you a blueprint. I'm going to just go ahead and map out and tell you exactly what you're going to do next. I'm going to give you steps 1 through 500. And so that way you're going to know what to do the next 5 years for your life. Okay, Jesus did not say that. And so many times we want that, or we expect that, or we crave that from Jesus, and we get frustrated when it doesn't happen. But guess what? Jesus is not going to do that, because then we would be dependent on the plan and not dependent on him. And so we have to let the plans go, because sometimes we need an empty boat. Sometimes we need to be on our knees at the bottom, ready to just put our hands up and say, all right, Jesus, what do I do? So he tells him, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Stop being fearful. Stop stressing out, ladies. And Ashley, I'm with you there. But Jesus is saying, this is what you're going to do next. You're going to go catch some men. And he's probably thinking, what does that mean, right? But guess what? It didn't matter. They didn't question him. They didn't ask for more details. You know what they did? It said they brought their boats to the land and they left everything and followed him. So everything they had put their identity in, their future, their career, their livelihoods, which was catching fish, all the abundance of fish they just caught, they hit the mother load, right? Like they would have went back. They would have been the champions of fish, fishermen. They would have been, you know, everybody would have talked to them in town. They left everything. They left it there and they followed him. So ladies, we have an opportunity to let go of our plans, to let go of the blueprint or the things that we wish would come to pass. And we have to just start seeking Jesus. And we've got to leave room. I don't live on a boat, although sometimes I wish I do. Like, how fun would that be for a while, right? I don't live on a boat, so I can't empty my boat right now. But what I can do is get my planner out, and I can start leaving room for Jesus and stop filling in every minute of the day with social media, with my to-do lists, with my worrying about conflict. I've got to get my planner out and my schedule out, and I got to start leaving room in my life for Jesus to move. meaning I've got to leave room so Jesus can speak to me. He's always speaking to me. It's just me not listening, right? It's always us. He's always there. Scripture says when we draw near to him that he'll draw near to us. He chases after us. So we have to be willing to surrender, to leave that room for him to truly speak to our hearts because he loves us so much. And I think that sometimes we forget that because we get so wrapped up in a circumstance or a struggle that we can't even see what Jesus is doing. And so it's time, ladies. I'm going to challenge you in such a big way to dive into the book of Luke. See how the Lord speaks to you through Luke 5 because it may be completely different. It's not my advice or my words or my encouragement. I want God's word to be life-changing for you. I pray that the Lord uses my voice and my stories and things, but I want Jesus to speak to you in an intimate and real way that you need that. And so you need to be diligent in going into the word of God and reading Luke 5, and maybe he'll take you to another scripture. I have a side verse on here that I wrote in my Bible. I like to write notes in my Bible and I like to write different scriptures that go along with scriptures and how it connects. But I wrote on here that sometimes God's voice and command will be and sound different than what we expected. And so I wrote down Isaiah 55, his ways are not our ways. And so we've got to just have faith in the Lord and leave room for him to move. So I hope that encourages your heart. The theme of this is really just being awakened to the fact that we may be in the midst of the failure, the struggle. Maybe we're just exhausted and we just need encouragement. Guess what? Get your calendars out. Get your planners out. Make room for Jesus to where you can grow that relationship. It is just like any other relationship in your life, and the only way to grow it is to communicate. And the only way to communicate is reading your word, praying, talking to God. I'll read a scripture and I'm like, okay, Jesus, I don't understand this. Like, can you bring, Holy Spirit, can you help me bring some understanding here? And he'll honor those things. You're growing your relationship, which and ultimately that's going to grow your faith because you do want to be ready in and out of season. And so leave room in your boat. Jesus is there. He is ready to bless you abundantly. But don't just look for the blessings that you want in your life right now. I want you to be open to say, all right, Lord, bless me however you want. Give me your, I love the scripture in John 10:10, and I'll end here. Because in John 10:10, it says that there is an enemy out there that is there to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's the enemy that wants to keep our boat full of anger and bitterness, right? Like the enemy wants to do that. He'll make that way worse than it is. But it says the scripture, but Jesus is there and he wants to bless you. But scripture goes on to say he wants to bless you abundantly. He wants to give you so many amazing things to bless you with. And it may not be material things. I don't mean that. But he wants to bless you abundantly. So be expectant for those things, but be willing to let your expectations go of what that looks like and be willing to surrender it to Jesus. So I love you, ladies. I hope this resonated with you. If so, feel free to share it on social media. Feel free to drop a review. I would love for you to email me. You can connect with me through beautifullydesigned.com. There's a little contact button there. It comes to my email. I would love to know how God's speaking to your life through these podcasts. Feel free to share these with the women in your life that needs encouragement. I love you, ladies. I pray for you so much. I pray for you every single day that you would hear his voice, that you would grow closer to him every single day, and that be your purpose in life, because I truly believe that there's a movement happening right now where women are rising up to the calling that God has on their life, and it is going to be an incredible thing to be a part of and to see all over the world. And I know that you're a part of it, and I'm a part of it, and I want to be where God is. And so I love you, ladies. I hope everyone has a great day, and y'all be blessed. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.